okay. Fill in the middle with a name. It's Carlos and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say today. I say we hear what we have to say today. It's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
Here we go. All right. You got everything on the background going? Make sure. What are you singing?
What?
What are you singing?
You want to know what I'm singing?
I would love to know.
Why would you say that? Whoa, what are you doing, bro?
No, there's nothing wrong.
I apologize to all of our Arabic fans out there. I don't know what the hell this guy's talking about. Jeez.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know? So, pretty fly, man.
Thanks.
Pretty fly.
For a white guy? Remember that song? Are we going 90s episode today? Just 90s songs? Songs that are big in the 1990s? Guess not. You're quiet. Whatever. That was weird. Young World, I am Carlos.
What's going on, everybody? And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Welcome to another week, another edition, another episode of The Blank. Ryan, say something to the kids.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Thursday for everyone who happens to be listening on a Thursday, and then happy Friday as well as the weekend. It is absolutely stunning, stunning weather in Toronto. I actually went outside for the first time today, like a couple of minutes ago. I couldn't believe it. I missed out on the whole thing.
And did you get stuck in traffic also?
No, definitely not.
Well, you want to know why I was?
Why?
Fucking construction. It's goddamn bullshit.
Honestly, the construction in Toronto is just getting fucking
it's
wild.
It's ridiculous. Out of all of a sudden, you know what I mean? Elections are coming up and like, yeah, let's fix these streets. Do you have to do them all at the goddamn same time?
Wild.
Stupid. Where were you guys 3 years ago? Where was this? All this construction. And you know what? It's going to finish before the goddamn LRT is completed.
It's crazy because construction in Toronto is not going to stop.
Ever.
Like it's going to be consistent throughout.
Won't stop.
Literally. On that P. Diddy tip. Literally.
Take that.
Literally. It's weird, man. I think I just read something recently about like how a bunch of the municipalities or like smaller areas in Toronto have just like approved itself for multiplexes. So it's like a big house, but there's like three or four apartments in the little house, kind of like my place.
So each house is like what, $700,000,
something like that. But they're going to be putting those all over Toronto, which is even more construction.
Yippee.
Because they're trying to create housing for, you know,
affordable housing, but it's going to be, you know, taking away our heritage and our history. God damn it.
No sense.
Nonsense. Absolute BS. Keep Dundas Street the name.
Dundas ain't do shit.
Yeah, Dundas. Free Dundas. Free my guy Dundas, man. He ain't do shit. You know, free Ryerson too, man. He ain't do shit either. Free, you know, apparently, I heard that, you know, aside from Ryerson being racist, he was also in charge of making the residential schools here.
Oh my god.
So
guys, it's got the worst.
Ryerson. Yeah. You fucked up, buddy.
I don't think he's getting the pass.
Yeah, that's a no-no. That's a huge
Well, I don't
no-no.
Even know what it's called now.
Toronto Metropolitan University.
Okay. I don't think I've ever heard anyone call it that.
Like I'm almost positive 95% of the students still call it Ryerson.
Like I was at BMV.
Like I call Vaughn secondary still.
Yeah. Hoden.
Is that what it's
Hoden Noyala?
It was named after the person who passed away at the it was like an explosion in a hotel, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Damn, rest in peace to you.
RIP though, but definitely.
God.
Oh my god. Yeah, these name changes, man.
It's a big deal, man.
It is quite a big deal.
Like, it's crazy because that's how life is sort of moving. We're trying to be more inclusive into certain things, and then we start changing a bunch of shit. You know what I mean? Like, before we got here, I'm sure that Carlos and I learned something new called maps.
Maps.
And then just a trigger warning, because this is a little bit...
Fuck that. No, these motherfuckers... You know what? Fuck this trigger warning shit,
It's a little bit fucking...
Hear me out.
A little bit weird,
you,
man.
You Gen Z... You know, I'm going to go Don Cherry. You people, you Gen Z motherfuckers need to help with coping mechanisms, okay? You guys need to learn how to cope with history and need to cope with the times now. I'm sick. I am tired of making sure life is better for you by saying things correctly, all right? Fuck that shit. I grew up in an era where real is real. You got to deal with life. Life sucks. Life is horrible. Life is a bitch and then you die. That's it. Plain and simple. All right? There's only two certainties in life. Death and taxes. That's it. All right?
True that.
And there's another certainty. The blank will be forever. So you could go ahead and get pissed off of my little rant here, but you can never, ever cancel us. Because the blank is forever. All right? So there. That's my little rant on trigger warnings.
I love it.
Your trigger warning. So anyway, MAP stands for minor attracted people. That's a very sensitive term for pedophiles or kid fuckers, as I like to call them. These folks here are, you know, they try to make it, you know, namey, you know, try to make them more inclusive because it's problematic, apparently, if you call them a pedophile or a kid fucker, but they know who they are. If you're attracted to them and you're actually working on yourself, good for you. You have to know what you're doing is wrong. But at the same time, for those that are, can you imagine a minor attracted people? It's problematic if we call them something else. It's not problematic. Fucking R. Kelly is doing time in prison for doing said things.
It's like giving.
Should I be more sensitive to his feelings? Y'all weren't. Y'all don't listen to his shit. So now I can. Not only can I not listen to his music, I have to call him a minor attractive person now.
That's true.
Right.
That is true.
You know what I mean? What, like, do you not see the freaking hypocrisy there?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
No sense.
There's no sense. No sense. Huh? End of rant.
Yeah, but that whole. Maps, that's got to be a joke. Like some of it,
I'm pretty sure
some of it feels like it's way too far.
It's almost like it's such good comedy material that you can't help but talk about it, but like you're gonna hurt their feelings apparently if you do. And folks, you gotta understand, like we live in a generation where comedians are so fearful of releasing like comedy specials because they're so scared of hearing, you know, the wrong people might, you know, insinuate the wrong thing. And like they'll start like a goddamn cancel war on said person. My thing is, you shouldn't have to fear. If you are pissing people off, in the words of the great Eminem, if you're pissing people off, good. That means you're saying something.
It's pretty crazy because, like, I think over the last, and I know that, like, things like social media and, like, Reddit and Twitter and TikTok and all that stuff are bringing up a lot more and we're seeing it a lot more. But, like, all of the, like, comedy shows that people are doing and then you have, like, an audience member, like, going off on the comedian.
Yeah.
Like, it's being way more widespread now. And I would think that these people are, like, the sensitive audience is probably more predominant than it was, like, back in the 90s 100%. Or back in the 80s. 100%. So I know because we're more exposed to it just because of the way that things are shared throughout the world, but I think that as a whole, we are getting a little bit more sensitive as a community. And then that is... Yes, it's like a good thing to try and be good, but it's leading to certain more bad, I feel like, than it's getting
good. Yeah, because
good.
It's not even like it's not even like we're hurting their feelings. It's just like we don't know what we said is wrong, is the problem, and no one's telling us otherwise. You know what I mean? Like, it was a video recently of that transgender girl that was protesting in regards to the death of the transgender member that passed away, I guess, like a few years back. And she went to the stand at a like a community meeting, and she just started screaming into the microphone. She just said, "I have nothing to say. I'm just going to scream into the microphone because that's how I feel since this trans genocide has been..." Trans genocide? Now, look, I have gone to school. I've learned about the Holocaust. I've learned about the Rwandan genocide. I was there to learn about the Kony 2012. All right? I have never heard of a genocide against transgender folks. I mean, I've heard about, you know, murders of trans people, not in the genocide spectrum, though. Now, if you're comparing, you know, the insults and the discrimination against trans folks, I don't know if I'd call it genocide. That's a bit extreme. It's discrimination, and it's wrong, and you shouldn't be discriminating against anyone for who they are.
Agreed.
But that's a side note. My thing is, if you have to, if you have a problem, you need to voice your opinion. Don't scream it into the goddamn microphone. You think if Martin Luther King was up at the goddamn Congress, you know, trying to convince them that racism was wrong, and then one of the motherfuckers starts screaming into the microphone, you think they'd allow that shit? Even Martin Luther King will go in the back of GP like, "Get this nigga off the goddamn stand. I don't need him to represent one of us." Folks, if you have a problem with the way life is for you or with the way you see things, truly voice your opinion. Don't complain because life is hard. Don't scream into a microphone to get your point across. That does nothing. Yeah. You look like a lunatic.
Yeah.
Truly speak what you feel and then use logic at the same time as well. It has to make sense for everyone, all right? Not just to you, okay? That's all I'm saying. Generation Z. Generation Z. Use one of the greatest letters, all right? Dragon Ball Z would never, ever make us confused like this. They make us wait 50 episodes for a goddamn Kamehameha, but they don't goddamn make us confused, all right? End of speech.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Let's end the episode here. Fuck this shit. I'm done today.
Fed up. You know what? Don't even listen to our podcast. Yeah, go outside.
Shit. Fuck this. Yeah, enjoy yourself.
Get yourself into some hardship. Legit. Learn a lesson.
Yeah, honestly. Fuck this.
Touch some grass.
Right?
Do something.
Do something. Leafs. Go, Leafs, go.
Yes.
Woo! Yes,
we're finally back in it. I was going to wear my Leafs jersey, but...
Is this it? Are they going to come back?
The reverse sweep.
Are they going to come back from a 3-0 loss?
The reverse sweep.
Are they going to come back from a 3-0 deficit?
You know what? It would be crazy because we honestly could. Like, I honestly think that we could.
I think this is the kind of win we deserve after so many years. Yeah. You know, to come back from a 3-0 loss, that would be fantastic.
Like the ups and downs of like breaking the curse and then going 3-0 against the Panthers and then coming back and winning game 7, like that would just be one of those like miracle fucking stories that would happen.
And if even if they don't win the cup this year, which still I ain't the biggest hockey fan, but go Leafs go, baby, go Leafs go. I'm just saying, if we come back from this, I think that'll be like a guys, we're there. We're getting there.
It would be huge.
It would be massive. I think shit would get destroyed downtown. I'm so confident.
If we got to the finals, I don't know if it would be bad as Vancouver a couple years ago. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that.
I think we were in like grade school.
Yeah, I happened. Do remember that. The Much Music Video Awards was still going on.
That happened. That had to be like the worst showmanship of like Canadian
I think so.
History.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Like, you have a bunch of Canadians who are like, okay, we're, like, super nice. Yeah, but then all of a sudden we lose a fucking hockey game and it's fucking...
I'm just saying, bro, like, look. If it was a Raptors, city. I don't think it would be as bad.
No. Hell
but
no.
I'm just saying, this is our sport.
We never would have done that if the Raptors... No. If the Raptors lost the championship to the Golden State Warriors, we never would have done that.
No. But I'm just saying, hockey's our sport.
So this is why Vancouver is legalizing all this cocaine.
100%. 100%.
Just wild out there.
Just to make up for that loss. Just give them the drugs. What? Just give them the fucking drugs. Yeah,
literally.
We need this, man. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I'm hoping the Leafs get it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a blizzard outside the day they win, though.
Mm-hmm.
Snow bunnies. That being said, I have nothing to talk about snow bunnies, but I just wanted to...
Well, I don't know if you saw recently, but, you know, Trump, he went on CNN. And
I didn't see the clips. I heard it was good entertainment, though.
I didn't see the clips either. I saw, like, one or two of them, but he went on. Pretty much what happened was after the whole, like, sexual, or he was found guilty of sexual assault on that one lady, like, way back in the day.
Well, he was found liable in the 90s. Yes.
But then they said that he wasn't a rapist. So that was just the end. That was what the judge, you know, came up with.
I don't know if you're goes found on liable his, for it.
Goes to CNN, and then CNN gives this guy a platform, and he pretty much just goes on and makes, like, a fool of, like, CNN. Mm. Like, it was brutal. Like, it was definitely, it felt like a win for the Republicans, and anyone who likes Trump, they enjoyed watching that.
Well, I mean, Trump in itself, as people might not be his best fan, like his biggest fan, he's good TV.
Oh, yeah. Great TV.
I think his highlights would get millions of views, whether people like it or don't.
He got a standing ovation.
At the end of the day, they miss it.
Yeah.
People are just like, fuck, I, you know what I mean?
Crazy, man.
People are watching every day. And my dad would watch CNN literally every single day just to see what Trump is up to. Yeah. My damn to this now since Biden came into office, he doesn't watch a single bit of news.
No one cares.
The world's a boring place. People are employed. People were in job, you know, in jobs because of Trump. As bad as he was for politics, he was good TV. Think about it, folks. When elections come up, you think about it.
I'm wondering if he won votes from that thing.
I'm sure he did.
Probably.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
it was pretty bad for CNN.
It was pretty bad. That was a rough. Well, I mean, they try to. It's at the end of the day, they're liberals trying to make light of a crime that he was clearly liable for. I mean, who knows at the end of the day? But the court found him guilty. But at the end of the folks, you do the crime, and you can't do the time, then. Do it live. Fuck it. Fucking thing sucks. I wonder what that guy's up to. What's his face? Bill O'Reilly.
No idea. Mm. No idea.
He was also accused of this sexy acts at work. And look at him now.
I think a lot of people are, man.
Well, I mean, it's like really weird. Who was it? What white dude on national TV isn't? Are you kidding?
Like, you know what? The one thing that shocked me the other day was, like, Pamela Anderson came out and said that Tim Allen... used to, like, whip his dick out.
Oh, yeah. So
Home Hardware. Home Hardware was, like, one of the shows that I grew up watching as a kid.
Well, first of all, don't fucking start your modeling career on a show called Home Hardware. What do you think that means?
But
listen. When you are a powerful white man in the 1990s or earlier than that, and you're on TV constantly, and you're more popular as God... You probably think you could get away with shit. There was no internet back then. No one would believe you.
Legit.
Right?
Even if, like, Pamela Anderson went to the news, like, they write,
no,
like, a small article.
No one would believe you. You're not going to diss a freaking TV dad like that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Crazy. It's unfortunate.
How do you think Bill Cosby got away with all the shit that he did? Yeah. No internet.
Wild.
No internet.
No platform.
If Tim Allen is a criminal... then Bill Cosby's got to be like the Babe Ruth of sexual assault, right?
I would,
like,
assume so.
That is like, holy shit.
I would assume.
And he didn't serve all his sentence. He got out early, too. Which is, my oh my. That is, wow. That tells you. Folks, We need a sitcom. Just kidding. Sexual assault's never cool. Don't do it, folks. Don't do it.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer. Mother's Day this weekend.
Yes. I'm super happy about that. You know, we usually do the dinner, get the flowers, that kind of stuff. Go check my mom.
You sing her a song?
You know, I can't sing.
But do you sing her anyway?
No.
No?
Not I should, though. Dear Mama. It's a great idea.
Or Hey Mama.
It's a great idea.
You just get like a karaoke box with a microphone. When I'm a mama, or Hey Mama.
I don't know. You got plans?
No, my brother's working, and my mom is going to church pretty late, so.
Church.
Church!
No, but, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I might just get her a gift or something just to make up for it, because my dad's not here either. He's coming back, actually, next week. He's coming back from the Ghana.
From the Lion's Den head office.
He didn't, I don't think he would do that shit.
I don't think he does it.
But.
He's probably the CEO.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Killing it.
Can you imagine? I found out my dad's fucking distributing drugs.
The biggest...
like, what the fuck? Why haven't I seen this money?
The biggest Ghanaian drug dealer in the world.
I don't even know if I'd even take part in that business.
So bigger than Escobar.
Huh? That'd be something.
The Escobar of Africa. That'd be G, man.
That'd be pretty G. But no one ain't buying it. I lived on those streets for 2 weeks. No one ain't buying that shit. Trust me. Trust me. Plus, with the way they motherfucker drives, imagine them on drugs too. Jesus Christ.
Keeps them up.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Spring is coming up, man. It's here, actually.
Beautiful.
It's
finally
lovely,
man.
Outside, thank God.
Literally the April week of like 20 degrees is like a slap in the face. It was like, man, we coming.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden it got real cold
again. It'll snow a little bit.
And then the last couple of days have just been absolutely beautiful.
That's been lovely.
Absolutely stunning. So
it's been lovely.
We definitely do recommend anyone who hasn't gone outside, you know, please get outside, take a walk, get some air, get some vitamin D all over your face. It's just super important.
Stop. What the fuck was that? You always got to pull this shit, dude. What are you doing?
Let's get the sun
rays. What are you doing?
All over your face.
What do you? Why? Why are you saying it like that? That's intentional. Why do you do that?
Because that's what happened.
No.
I'm literally just spitting facts.
No.
I'm literally just spitting facts.
The way you're doing it is very suspect. What is that? Stop it,
man. Crazy. Vitamin D, man.
What do you do?
Vitamin D.
What the fuck?
No, but it's just good for you. Vitamin. Just getting sun, it just makes you feel better, doesn't it?
I'm on to you, dude. I'm on to you. It does. Literally on to you. So TTC being voted the most. What is it? Hold on.
I think it was the most efficient.
Oh my god.
Most efficient in North America, or something like that.
Has been ranked most efficient in North America.
Yeah, I read that.
Okay. Now look.
That's
everyone
crazy.
Has their opinion.
Okay. Crazy.
But I know bullshit when I see it. I've taken the TTC. It ain't efficient at all. Motherfuckers are still going late to work. And why does it, when I take the TTC and fucking at night, it still feels like rush hour, service. TTC is not most efficient. If that's most efficient, God help everyone else that has a subway system.
Well, Carlos, you're a little bit more traveled than I am in relation to North America. So, like, you've been to, like, New York's... You've been on New York's subway system.
In New York, I'm L.A. Rock.
Have you been... Did Chicago have a subway system?
I've even been to Chicago. Oh, but okay, they do have one, yeah.
So, like, I've only ever been on the TTC in relation to a subway system in North America. So, I assume
really? You
that...
You haven't been anywhere else?
No.
Damn.
No. Damn. Even when I was out in, like, Edmonton... And,
in
BC, I was never
no bus?
On it. No, never.
Ubered?
Uber everywhere, man.
Uber
everywhere. But yeah, no, it's just... So I assume that it's pretty efficient, but like, man, if we're ranked the most efficient, then like
God
the
help.
Other one's got to be some fucking fuck.
It's been...
Yo,
bro, I'm just saying.
They got to be terrible then.
If we have homeless people fucking kissing people randomly all of a sudden... Then there gotta be like some goddamn homeless dudes fucking yurking it on the goddamn Subway out in, what city would have, Vancouver.
Oh, Vancouver's got a bad one.
Oh, my God.
Their like, homeless issue is, like, way more predominant than Toronto's, from my understanding and from what I hear. Like, those guys have, like, a secondary Skid Row kind of thing in Vancouver.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, it's that bad out there.
That's mental.
For it.
When you brought up the Vancouver riot situation, the first thing I remember was when I was looking at the picture in the paper. Remember when you used to read the paper?
Yeah.
Oh, good times.
I read the paper for a while.
Toronto Star. Shout out to the Star.
And the Sun Girls.
Woo woo! Man, the Sun Girls. Oh, they retro. Definitely didn't.
They still do that, actually.
Do they?
Yeah, to this day.
The Sun Girls.
Yeah, so I have an older buddy.
But no bikinis or anything.
No, like still.
Is it all inclusive? Do they have, like, chubby girls?
I don't know. I don't look at it myself anymore, but I got a buddy. Shout out to Brian. He's a little bit older. Sure. He's in his 60s.
Right.
And
don't look at it anymore.
Well, every time I would see him, he'd always have the paper and literally showing me a Sun Girl in the sun.
Damn.
Yeah, it was funny. So I'm like, man, I can't believe they still find these people. They actually look like regular people, too. They're not like supermodel people. I think they're all from Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, GTA. I would assume they would have to be. Yeah.
Very cool.
Good.
Funny.
No black people in that, though. Always blondes.
I think I saw one black girl.
What? She was probably the one that did took the picture. they posted her pic by accident. But sorry. Going back to the Vancouver, when they had the paper, one of the pictures was a couple literally making out on the street, like laying down.
Oh yes, yeah.
While the fire.
That was a big thing, man.
That was like that should be up in a goddamn museum.
It was like finding romance in all of the
chaos
and catastrophe.
Yeah.
That was
that's a Canadian moment right there.
Super Canadian.
No, you know what I mean? You just got to find love. I want to make love in this club. So what was your first reaction of the rumor of when Chris Brown and Usher went at it?
You didn't hear about that? No, I did hear about that.
So allegedly it's not true. But
it's not?
Allegedly, it's not true, but they're saying allegedly it happened too, but who knows?
But then supposedly there was another one with him and Missy Elliott as well. I wonder if that was true.
Because
we all know that Chris Brown's a little bit...
talented, a little bit good-looking,
a little
bit freaking great.
He's a little bit out there.
No, man.
Just a little bit.
Man, you got to understand, these hoes ain't loyal.
It's a little bit out there. And Usher. Come on, man. Like, you're
that's
a grown man.
Baby. That's
he's a
R&B
grown man,
right
bro. Usher's like how old? Like, he's probably way older than Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Like, but it's 20, like, man.
Like, has like 20 years on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, Usher's way too cool at the beginning of that.
Usher's a cool cat, man. That is
Other than the whole cheating thing.
That's one dude I'm genuinely jealous of.
Other than the whole cheating thing.
What? Usher?
Yeah.
That's R&B. Who else does it?
He's going to go cheat on his girl.
Bro.
Get pregnant with another girl. He's like, I'm sorry, that was R&B.
That's
man.
R&B.
That was R&B.
That's R&B.
That's just part of the game,
you
baby.
You heard Confessions?
This is part of
this
the game, baby.
This ain't my first rodeo, baby. What do you mean? That's R&B. Which R&B artist hasn't slept with another girl? Oh, what's his name? Eric Benet did it.
No, Eric Benet actually beat the shit out of Halle Berry, I think, or something like that. So he doesn't get a pass either.
But...
it's hard. I don't know. I think like Music Soul Child hasn't done anything.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Music Soul Child probably hasn't done anything.
Fuck him.
Or like.
He made a song about being your buddy. Who wants to be buddies with these girls? He's using his powers for lame.
That's a classic. That's a classic. Check out the Lupe version of that one too. Just give you a heads up. But yeah. Music Soul Child probably hasn't slept with anybody else other than his girlfriend.
I'm not trying to pressure you. Can't think it but you, but you.
Yeah, man.
You no. The point
or
of
the guy who sang Charlene?
Anthony Hamilton.
I don't think he's one of those
stop.
Guys.
Oh, stop. Yeah, he definitely's gotten some poontang off of R&B. Stop it. Anthony Hamilton. Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. He's in his tour bus, and there's a picture of Charlene.
Coming where I'm from. All right, stop it. He's definitely had some he's definitely cheated and done some poontang things. 100%. You mean guys like Tank? You think Tank hasn't cheated?
Oh, Tank definitely.
Genuine?
Oh, genuine.
Oh, come on. You mean to tell me the dude that definitely made freaking differences hasn't cheated? Pony? Definitely. Same old G?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. And let's not get into R. Kelly because we all know what that happened there. Holy shit. Yikes. But, come on. R&B is used for love to attracting women. That's why they have these agents.
And other men. Shout out and Frank anything else you identify as.
Shout out to Frank Ocean. But
see?
But what I'm saying is, why do you think they have these agents to tell them, yo, don't tell them that you're in a relationship. You'll lose business. You'll lose money. You're supposed to be giving off that you are a single man singing out to the world that you need a lady. Those are the fans, all right? You're singing out to them.
So the crazy thing about that, because you're right.
Yes.
Is that Usher literally stole our hearts with like 8701.
Great album.
His first album and his second album.
That just had its 25th anniversary.
Yeah. It was, he had an original one. And I think it was self Usher. Like he self named it Usher.
And then, when he was a kid.
And then the most popular one that he came out with was the one from the 90s. I just can't think about it right now.
What's the name? I was just listening to that album the other day too. It has You Make Me Wanna.
Yeah, You Make Me Wanna, yeah. So that album surrendered us with that, killed it with that one. And then goes and cheats on his wife.
Yes.
Gets somebody else pregnant.
Yes.
And then makes a whole song about it, and then we still give him our money. And we still give him our money.
It's a meme. It literally became a meme.
Still gave him our money.
It became a meme.
Yeah, but he killed that, though.
Oh, my God.
He killed that.
It's one of the best Tiny Desks they ever had.
So that's why it's tough to do the whole separation. Or it's tough to, like, oh, I can't listen to this artist anymore when you know they'd be doing bad, you know?
Because the songs be bumping. Even though they did a piece of shit thing, the songs be bumping.
Like, I remember when I was listening to Eric Benet, and then somebody told me that he beat the shit out of Halle Berry. And then I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, shit. And I still listen to Eric Benet.
Yeah.
Because he's got a lovely voice.
He's got a fantastic voice.
But still.
But still.
It's fucked up. No excuses to these people.
Absolutely.
No excuses. Absolutely.
However, have you heard that music? Like when Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. You know,
that's
the Beehive.
Crazy.
Hey, man, listen. That goes to show
crazy.
You.
Crazy.
You can have Beyonce on your goddamn right behind you. You know, you got literally one of the most beautiful women on the planet. And even you can get sick of her, all right? What was that? Chris Rock made a joke just like, look, you know, Beyonce is beautiful. She's gorgeous. And she can get anybody she wanted to. If she was working at Burger King, she could get literally anyone she wanted to. Now, if Jay-Z was working at Burger King, he needs to be like in a manager position or like the CEO of Burger King in order to get somebody, you know. But overall, look, it just goes to show you, man, you can have one of the most beautiful women on the planet. Even that doesn't save you, all right? If you're annoying and you're weird and I'm getting sick of you, I'm cheating.
I cheats.
He cheats. Hey, I listen to R&B, man.
I'm separating myself from this.
Nope.
Don't get it twisted. This is where me and Carlos are debating against each other.
Girl, everything you
do. I ain't that dude.
Makes me want to cheat on you. That's a good song. Remember that song by Trey Songz?
It is a good song. It's a very good song.
Hey, ladies. You want to be down, down, down. Oh, my gosh. I have nothing left to talk about.
Killing me, Carlos. You're killing me. We have some good news.
Do we?
We do.
I posted the Instagram, by the way, and we have a few likes, but no comments.
Okay.
No shares, but we'll get there.
We're getting there.
I think we should promote more, I guess more of an enticing, maybe like a preview. We can do a preview, I guess, on their story, but... You know, we'll figure it out off camera. Now, you know what? Now that we're talking about like podcasts and shit, can we talk about that video that you sent me earlier today?
So, okay, we'll hold off on the good news until then. But today, I was cruising through Reddit, and I follow this Reddit for everyone who follows Reddit. It's called the Cringe Reddit. And
I just want to say, on a, as a side note, I fucking hate cringe moments. Like watching it on camera
Why?
Is one of my worst things that I
can really.
Do. I hate it.
I don't get that
cringing.
Feeling.
I hate cringing.
I don't get that feeling.
Do you not?
I don't.
Like watching that video today, I curled up in a ball, just like, why did I watch this?
Like when I talk to my friends and I hear people say it, and like even Alesha, she's like, oh my god, that was so cringe, and I'm kind of like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude,
I don't
I'm
really get
you,
it.
I don't feel that. Like I don't feel it. Not in my heart. I feel it in my soul. Like I'm trying. I guess I don't know. It's my empathy. Where I feel for that person, and I'm just like, oh.
Like, there was maybe a little bit once, but I didn't feel it that I thought
well,
it was
the
way
scenario?
That I should. Okay, so it was like some, like, TLC show, and for everyone who knows what TLC is, like,
absolutely.
Weird...
A scrub is a guy who thinks he's flying, it's also known as a buster.
But,
oh, you meant the channel.
It was like, yeah, one of those like dating things. So like, yeah. There's this dude that comes in. He's like, I've never dated anybody. I've never kissed anybody. And then this like girl's like fully dressed up in her dress, high heels and everything.
Attractive woman.
And then she's standing there and they bring the guy in. Yeah. And then I think she's willing to kiss him for the show.
Yes.
And then he goes, can I kiss you or something like that?
Jesus Christ.
And then she goes.
Hold on. Children, side note. If you have a feeling, just go for it. Don't ask. If you're like, you know what I mean? If you're getting to, if you're just not random strangers. Don't do it up to random strangers.
Yeah, don't do
okay.
that.
Okay, I'm just saying, as a if you're going on a date with a person and the vibes are good, just go for it. Don't ask because that kills, all right? That means there's hesitation on your side. You don't need a hesitation. You need to be confident. Go ahead.
Okay, so the girl in open arms, she goes, yes, go ahead. So the guy goes in, and then he puts his arm around her and then gives her a hug.
Yeah.
And then he, like, softly kisses her cheek.
And possibly one of the most awkward kisses then, I've ever seen in my life.
And then he's like hesitating, and then he just goes. And then he walks away and goes, thanks.
One of the most awkward, like, top three kissing situations I've ever seen in my life.
So that was probably the first time that I ever thought that was, like, okay, that was
that
a little
hurt
bit weird.
Your soul a little bit.
That was, like, a little bit weird, but I didn't feel it as in, like,
oh,
how
no.
everyone
when
describes
it. When I watched
it.
That, I was, like, I was screaming, like, holy fuck, what did I just watch?
No, I don't
no,
know. I didn't feel
that.
That
was bad. That was really bad for me. You felt nothing?
No.
I felt for the dude. I felt for the girl. But like, oh, that poor girl. And that dude, like, come on, man.
Well, in the girl's case, she just has to sit there and be like, man, like, this guy just doesn't have it in him.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's just like, dude, you're there to find love. I know you don't have it in you, but, like, come on, man. Build the confidence. Get excited. There's a pretty girl that wants to kiss you.
Yeah, I love how she was like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, do it. It wasn't like she was going to slap him.
Oh, great. So get excited. Don't be nervous about it. That's how you dude. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You already lost, bro.
Drop the bag is what people call it. Some people call it dropping the bag.
Oh, my God.
Fumble the ball from the 5-yard line.
Oh, my God.
Back to this video.
Please, explain. Please.
So back to this video. So I was rolling through it, just looking at cringe stuff. And then I sent it over to Carlos because there's this. He's. Do you know who that dude is?
I know of him. Yeah, so I don't know his name.
I think
his
name is Moist or something like that.
Okay,
and he's like a fucking huge.
Yeah, that YouTube plaque. Right
YouTube
behind
like in that's a million subscribers.
Yeah,
that plaque.
Yeah,
so you have to have a million subscribers to be on that.
Yeah.
So I think his name
but
is Moist.
He must be entertaining. The way
he's just
talks.
A real dude.
Yeah.
He's just like
I mean,
one of those.
Yeah.
No, the only reason why I know him is because he went out and bought like I remember watching this one video where he literally went out and spent like I think it was like $50,000 on Pokemon cards.
Jesus Christ.
And then literally sat
just
there on stream and unboxed Pokemon cards. And the joy in his face while he was doing it, because he's so rich, he doesn't give a fuck about $50,000.
Sure.
But the joy just reminded me of exactly how we used to do that when we were kids. So that's why I was kind of like, okay, I know who this dude is. I don't watch his shit, but like if I ever see him, then I'll give him a time of day.
Yeah, I do remember that Pokemon phase. That was a boy.
It was crazy, man.
That was a wild time.
Like imagine like opening like a holographic or something like that.
Yeah,
like the amount
just
of joy.
A rare card.
And at his age, the guy's probably around our age, like around 30, and the joy that he's bringing and just being able to kind of do whatever the fuck he wants was like really cool to see.
Okay.
So
for those of you that don't know what he looks like, just imagine Jesus Christ and he talked like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
That's literally Moist, if you have the visualization.
So the first.
Can you pass the hummus? Can you pass the hummus? I feel like one of you guys is going to betray me.
That's true. Tomorrow? He actually does speak like that.
So, like, I'm just, that's Moist in a nutshell. But great content, Moist.
So, the video was him talking about how nowadays, because of things like COVID, because of how easily accessible audio equipment is, like, you know, we're a bit of example of it.
Sorry to interrupt you again.
Go ahead.
But by the way.
Carlos felt attacked.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That kind of like, okay, hold on. Now, listen, folks. Me and Ryan, we're trying our hardest here. We understand there is a plethora of podcasts that are coming nowadays. All right? But we truly do feel that we are unique and we're trying to get out there. All right? Trying to get the message across. All right? So what if we're trying to live a dream? Fuck you, Moist, if you think of that if we're just like some other dudes, okay? We're trying here. That wasn't cool. That wasn't nice. It made me shed a tear and shit.
So he's pretty much just talking about how there's like so many different podcasts in the world now.
Yes.
Because people think they're unique. They think they're special, so they can come out and just make a podcast. So
unique and special.
He watches this pod, and I think it's called Unfiltered or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, it is.
And where it's like this one dude, and then he usually just gets a bunch of women in the same room, and they're all part of the podcast.
Yeah.
And during this podcast, he asks each woman to rate him. From like 1 to 10.
Yes.
So then girls start giving him numbers, and then there's this one girl that ends up giving him a 2, and then he literally just fucking belittles the
like
shit
goes
out of her.
Off. I mean, it wasn't even like I disagree with your, but he just completely insults her because his insecurity mode went fully sicko.
Fucking unnecessary.
It was uncalled for. Absolutely uncalled for. So the gist of it is he asked the one girl. And she said a 2 out of 10 she gave him.
Yeah, she gives this guy a 2 out of 10.
A 2 out of 10.
The podcast, the guy who runs the podcast.
The guy, the host of the podcast. And he says verbatim, okay, I feel like you're a stupid ass bitch for you giving me that number. Now,
the funny thing is he actually says before it goes, don't worry, I will not be hurt. Yeah.
This is nothing. You know what I mean? We will not take this personally. This is simply based off of looks alone. Now, look, folks. I get it. People are insecure. It happens. Not everyone is, you know, built the same. Everyone has a different thought process. But if you're going to go on a podcast expecting girls to think that you're attracted because you're a host of a podcast, you're in it for the wrong reasons.
It ain't it, Chief.
That ain't it, homie. Hell, that's why I almost quit after 20 episodes because I wasn't getting nothing. But 102 episodes in, I'm still here for some reason. All I'm saying is, not even podcast aside, if you can't take criticism because someone doesn't find you attractive, that just goes to show you need to build up some character, get some confidence.
Especially when you ask the question.
Oh, you know what I mean?
You
don't dish it if you can't take it.
And then the worst part was that supposedly after the fact, when all the girls are finished rating him, and then after the one girl that he told her to leave and called her a bitch.
He told her to leave, by the way.
All the girls seem like they're so hesitant to say something bad.
To say the correct answer. So, like, one of them says an 8 out of 10. This bitch ain't no 8 out of 10. You mother. That was like, even the people, the fans of the comments are just like, bro, what the fuck was that?
So I can sit here and definitely blame the host because he's definitely
a
piece of shit.
That was a dick move.
He's definitely a piece of shit. But like Moist also said this in the thing. He's like, why are these girls signing up for this shit?
You know what I mean?
Like, why are you going on to these douchebags podcasts? Because you think you're going to get famous off
his
of it?
His theory is that they probably paid them to be there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That would make sense.
That makes sense.
And that's where you're intelligent.
So that girl probably like just walked away with $100 in her pocket and was like, all right, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
You know what I mean? Cool.
Right?
Free money and I don't have to be here all day. Great.
Yeah. Like, I would have called this dude a 2 from the beginning.
You know what I mean? Shit. Y'all need to call him a 2 and get the fuck
so,
out of here.
I can understand that. If they got paid for it, then okay.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't give you the excuse to fucking treat someone
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
Like, that was fucking
unnecessary. That was just not cool at all. And like, you know what? If your show doesn't run anymore, then like we get it.
It's unfortunate to see that, you know, for us, like Carlos and I, we make this podcast and we create the content that we do to just to make jokes, like to
entertain in some
to
way.
Focus things on, like, you know, things that are just going on in life, like world news, like things that are going on between us, what it affects us during our day to day.
Right.
We're not the smartest people in the world, But it's not as if we create content to belittle people and
absolutely
talk shit about people or anything.
Absolutely.
If anything, we just talk shit about each other.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's really unfortunate to see that, like, with the amount of, like, resources that are out there and the amount of people that are out there creating content, that some of this content is so fucking far left or far right that it's just like, man, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, that unfiltered thing, I would be 100% surprised if that shit does not last long.
Dude, I mean, like, who would want to go on a show after that? You know what I mean?
Ridiculous.
It's insane.
Not to diss anybody else's podcast, but that was just fucking brutal.
Well, I mean, hey, we know we're not professionals in the podcast world by any means. But all we're saying is, as if we're the viewer and we don't like what we're seeing, I definitely think we have a say in the matter. So that's all I'm saying. And Moist, going back to you, sir, even that early attack, dude, you know what? I get it. You're an idiot. Congratulations. You are. You know your shit clearly because you know your YouTube thing. You're killing it. All I'm saying is, man, don't pick on people because they want to achieve a dream. All right. Shame on you. Oh, I'm sorry. God. At least we don't have a million subscribers. We're trying. We're getting there. Okay. Moist.
I'm sure if you watched our podcast, you'd be like, all right, these guys have a good head on their shoulders.
Yeah. At least, you know what I mean? We're not trying to diss. We ain't trying to, you know, make fun. Moist, we like you, dude. We think you're cool. I made fun of you a little bit, but that's a little roasty roast. You can roast me a little bit. I'm wearing a Britney Spears t-shirt, and I sound like Cleveland from Family Guy. So I get it, all right? You can go ahead. That is wealthy targets right there. Do what you got to do. But don't pick on people because they want to achieve a dream. They want to stand out from the bunch, all right? That ain't cool.
Yeah.
Moist. That's your real name. You know what? I hope all your fucking Pokemon cards are fucking Pichus. Level ones.
The what are they? The element cards?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I hope they're all element cards. No, I'm kidding. Props to Moist.
That would have to be the saddest Pokemon card pack I've ever would have opened if I had one. The open one is all element cards?
I don't think I'd ever collect a Pokemon card again. I wouldn't show my face at school. Yo, how'd that Pokemon, the pack you picked up, how'd that go? Bro, I'm done. I'm watching Digimon from now on.
That's so good.
But yes, let's talk about the good news.
Yes.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about it, or would you like
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, well. So in this case, you know, really cool. We are working with Alesha, aka AQQ Art.
The producer.
Go check her out on Instagram, our art producer of the podcast. Mm. But
she
coming
created
up,
the logo.
She created our logo, and we're also working together to create our up and coming new sort of merch that should be coming out. Mm. I sent Carlos over a first draft.
And I loved it.
Today, so it's pretty hype.
I'm excited.
It's pretty hype. So we're hoping that the first draft of that is going to be at least our first sort of line of t-shirts. Mm. And then we definitely do want to give one away in the contest. So please, if you are listening, go check out our contest. Yeah, go share it. Leave a comment. Give us a like.
Talk to people.
You know, I'm sure we'll figure out a warrior. We'll figure out a winner if we don't get the full kind of aspect of it. But we'll give away a shirt for sure. Mm. We just got to get it made. Maybe we'll do like a... Not like I was going to say an unboxing, funny enough. But like an un... Like we'll show the t-shirt what it looks like so that, you know, gets it a little bit more enticing. We'll post it up on Instagram as soon as we get the first sort of version of it.
But lo and behold, once I get the shirt, it's mine.
It'll be hype.
And I'm going to wear it.
We're going to make a couple of them. We'll give one away. But
no,
I know Carlos wants one.
I'm having one of one.
But yeah, it looks pretty dope.
It looks good.
It looks super dope.
It looks good. And I'm excited. I can't wait. Yeah. I'm trying to see a blank summer, baby.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
So we're going to. Yeah, maybe we'll put a date on it. We'll try to get the t-shirts out before the end of June or something like that.
Folks, we apologize. Someone just shot their neighbor upstairs.
Welcome to college.
Yeah, that's college, baby.
Yeah, that's the great news. So honestly, if you are listening, please go check out our contest on Instagram. We're going to keep it over a couple of weeks because we really do want to get exposed to everybody that happens to be listening. And the Instagram posts, I don't get to see them, but please, you know, comment, share, like. Just follow the rules and we'll definitely, you know, get you in line for a shirt. And then hopefully we can get our shop going as well, because I know that I've been spoken to a couple of my friends about our groups of friends, and they're looking forward to, you know, getting some of the shirts as well. So something to look forward to. Nice. Definitely.
And bear this in mind, all right? I know some of y'all motherfuckers ain't listening to the full episode. You want the highlights and shit.
That's fine.
And that's fine. All I'm saying is, if we make it, you make it. Help us help you.
I'm just going to be like spending the corporate credit card and making parties and shit like that.
I'm going to spend it on the bitches. Going on the honeys.
See, we're not responsible.
I'm going to fucking get me and fuck me and get me an unfiltered episode on my own where I'm ridiculing all the females. You know what I mean? Rate me a 1 out of 10. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's go. There it is. Crazy. Maybe we should do that for our shirts. Rate the shirts out of 1 out of 10 for designs. Get some design ideas. You know.
Well, we'll definitely like hopefully to get some designs and maybe we'll post a poll or something like that to see which ones you'd like as a shirt or a mug or something along those lines. But yeah, we're getting it done.
What kind of products? Like shirts, mugs.
But we're getting it done.
Yeah,
we're definitely getting tattoos.
We'll have Alessio put tattoos on people if they're up for it. We won't pay you for it. You got to pay us.
But yeah, pretty dope.
Yeah.
That's the good news on my end.
Yeah, great. Great news. Great news. Should I post the draft idea as a story? So it'll disappear after. It won't like stay up there.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you wanted to.
I'll do that after the episode today.
So definitely, if you did not listen to the last couple of minutes of this episode, go check out our story. A little bit of the drafting of our next couple designs. So we'll have one out, a for sure one, and then go from there.
All right. We'll keep y'all posted. Well, we've made it nearly to the hour mark. I think we're going to end it here. I am hungry, and I'm about to faint.
Do you not eat during the day?
Today, I barely ate.
Oh, God.
It's dieting season. I love it. I won't say now because it's going to come eventually, but there's a special situation coming up. I'll keep y'all posted when I'm officially allowed to announce it. But, yeah, I'm going to faint. So, that note, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Don't forget to watch us on YouTube, Spotify. Well, not watch us on YouTube, but listen to us on Spotify,
for
Google, Apple, wherever podcasts are available. And don't forget to fill it in!
Peace, everybody.
Bye-bye.